Yes, you know, as most of the free world knows by now, Alex Rodriguez disappointed legions of fans yesterday with his admission that he used performance-enhancing drugs while playing for the Texas Rangers. But he didn't just disappoint the fans, Todd.
I think it's depressing news on top of what's been a flurry of depressing items when it comes to Major League Baseball. And if you're a fan of Major League Baseball, I think it... it tarnishes an entire era to some degree.
The president isn't mad, A-Rod. He's just very, very disappointed. But plenty of others are ready to pick up on the moral outrage. And we're here now with Takeaway Sports contributor Dave Zirin. He's the author of A People's History of Sports in the United States. Hey, Dave.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. Now, listen, before we even start talking, let's let A-Rod go ahead and say something from yesterday's ESPN interview.
When I arrived in Texas in 2001, I felt an enormous amount of pressure. I felt like I had all the weight of the world on top of me, and I needed to perform, and perform at a high level every day. Back then, it was a different culture. It was very loose. I was young. I was stupid. I was naive.
All right, Dave, young, stupid, naive. How does that work for you as an excuse?
Well, I mean, he's getting a lot of credit for it because at least it's honest, and at least he's not trying to hide behind excuses like saying, well, I was just trying to recover from an injury, or, well, someone just handed it to me and I didn't know what I was taking. And so he's definitely getting points for that. But I do think that it does raise this eternal question when it comes to steroids in baseball about why it is that we punish individuals and individual players and don't look at the way the entire system is set up to really just be like this anabolic conveyor belt where player after player after player is really just taking these drugs in order to keep up with the Joneses at the locker next to them.
It sounds like you are not shocked then that performance-enhancing drugs were used?
Not even a little bit. I mean, first of all, Alex Rodriguez is part of the Grand Texas connection. It seems like a lot of players who are connected with Texas have been at the heart of this scandal over the years. I mean, Jose Canseco, of course, the person who's become kind of the, I guess, Ilya Kazan of this entire thing, you know, naming names left and right. He's like Ilya Kazan on sodium pentothal, just naming names as fast as he can put out books. But also Rafael Palmeiro, a lot of great players who've been through Texas. And, you know, it all starts, I've always thought, with George W. Bush when he was the general partner of Texas. I always thought that would be the best way to impeach Bush and get him in front of a grand jury and ask him what he knew about
steroids. Okay, Dave, back to baseball.
All right, Dave, Dave, what's wrong with Jose Canseco naming names if it helps clean up the sport? I know everyone was mad at him. I was at those congressional hearings in the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee when he named the names and Mark McGuire was sitting there and Rafael Palmeiro lied to the committee. So what's wrong with it if it's going to once and for all help clean up the sport?
Well, because that's to get back to that question about will it, at the end of the day, help to clean up the sport? I mean, part of the problem is that the sport still has a testing procedure at this point, which isn't really going to do it. And I think the only person who's benefited from Jose Canseco naming all these names really at this point has been Jose Canseco.
Well, the sport didn't have anything before Jose Canseco did this, did it? I mean, now it may have a second-rate testing regime, but it didn't have much of anything before.
Yeah, but the second-rate testing regime, one of the things it's done is it's driven, according to experts, people with the World Anti-Doping Agency, it's driven more research and development towards dummy steroids, towards black market steroids, and towards an entire subculture that's about figuring out a ways to now to beat the test.
Okay, so Dave, then what should happen?
Well, that's a really good question. I mean, I think it starts with fans. I mean, I think fans need to ask themselves the question, do we really want to know how the sausages are made or not? And if fans are that disgusted with the use of performance-enhancing drugs, then fans need to stay away from the ballpark. And there needs to be that, because that's something that you're not seeing, even with all the scandals. I mean, the actual business of Major League Baseball really has never been better. I mean, you guys are in a city, New York City, that's about to open a $1.3, some even put it up at $1.6 billion stadium, of which Alex Rodriguez is supposed to be kind of the cherry on the sundae of that thing. And so that hasn't changed. What I think needs to change is the fan reaction to it, or we just need to kind of accept that this is entertainment I mean, it may not be pro wrestling with predetermined outcomes, but at the very least, people want to see dingers.
All right, Dave. Well, speaking of the fans, can we all agree on a brief consensus here that despite asterisks on home runs and Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire, Jose Canseco, A-Rod, can we just all agree that they're cheaters and they'll never be in the Hall of Fame because they're cheaters?
Well, I don't agree with that.
You don't?
I'm sorry, I can't give you full consensus.
Okay.
I might lose the vote.
Okay.
But I think at the end of the day, that whole period of, say, 1995 to 2005 is going to have to be looked back upon as the steroid era. And we're just going to have to judge players relative to their era because, I mean, there's no such thing as a pure era in Major League Baseball.
All right, Dave Zirin. That's okay. End of the day, end of the segment, I'm afraid. But I'm really glad that you stopped by.
Oh, thank you.
Takeaway contributor Dave Zirin, author of A People's History of Sports in the United States.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.